There was the Witch's Stone. People will have told you about the Witch's Stone.
Is that...
That's Stranach.
Do you want us to...
Do you know the tale of that? It was a witch flying from Fife to somewhere or other, and she was carrying stones to build a castle. And there'd been a man out, and he'd looked up and seen the witch and said, "Oh my God!" And of course, that broke the spell. She couldn't carry the stone, and it fell down. And that's the Witch's Stone. As I've heard it, you've maybe heard
it. There's stories about all sorts of things. Mm. You hear various versions of it. I mean, the one that I think most folk will have heard of is Fleet Davy.
Yeah, you heard of that one? Yeah, it was about some messenger.
As I understood it, or remember being told it, and you've just got to take it all with a pinch of salt, but he worked for the people at Ashantilly Castle in days of yore, and he'd been ordered, or rather, there was to be a dance in the castle, and all the staff were there, and his girlfriend, and he wanted to be back there for the dance, but he was ordered to take this message to Perth, and he had to go, and he had worked out that there's no way that he was going to be able to go to the dance. So he ran and ran and ran all the way to Perth and back with having delivered the message, and he got back while the dance was in progress, and he met his girlfriend, but his boss saw him and just assumed that he hadn't been able to get to Perth, and he was slain.
That was the end of Fleet Davy.
He was slain, he was murdered, and there was supposed to then have been a curse put on the family, the Spaldings, who had was the name, and it was said that every time, I don't know what the connection is, but every time a Spalding died, Fleet Davy was said to run from Ashantilly Castle down through the village to where I don't know. Yeah. Nobody ever got round to saying why. But there was also, used to hear all sorts of stories about the herd Fleet Davy running through the village, and they discovered that one of the Spaldings had died.
Yeah, the way I heard it was that Fleet Davy would be heard, and then a Spalding would die. It was a kind of notification that one of the Spaldings was on the way out. My stepfather, who was English and had very little imagination, he reckoned he'd heard Fleet Davy, because he used to. I don't know, I was answered up there.
Did he not meet them running down the drive when he was delivering letters?
Something like
that.
I didn't believe it.
Well, I never got anything, but you know, the stories were told to you when you were a kid, and you just believed them because it was an adult telling you the story, but they probably didn't know the ins and outs of it anymore.